I just start sending SAI and I dictating notes from Aventara nursing home in Lake Zurich, and the date is January 31st, 2024. First one is history and physical on Maureen, Maureen. Last name is Poulakidas, Poulakidas. In brackets, date of birth 5/29/1933. This is 90-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility. I'm sorry, who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. She is on supplemental oxygen. She was admitted to the hospital for pneumonia and COPD exacerbation. Past medical history is significant for COPD, type 2 diabetes, atrial fibrillation, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, dyspepsia, hyperlipidemia. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse. She lives in an assisted living facility. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1 to 2. Hemodynamically stable. HENT head is atomic, normal cephalic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop. Lungs bilateral, fair air entry. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Extremities, no pulmonary edema. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Acute COPD exacerbation, comma, acute on chronic diastolic CHF, comma, hypertension, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, GERD. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on antibiotics. She is on supplemental oxygen and DVT prophylaxis. We'll watch her closely. Next, history and physical is on Catherine. Katherine, last name is Rolfsen, Rolfsen, in brackets, date of birth, 10/4/1961. Catherine is readmitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She was here and then was transferred to the hospital for acute COPD exacerbation. She is still having some pelvic pain. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills, and she is on supplemental oxygen. Past medical history is significant for COPD, hypertension, history of falls, recent pelvic fracture, hyperlipidemia, dyspepsia, anxiety, family history is non-contributory, social history, now quit smoking, no drinking, no drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical examination is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic, normal cephalic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD. Heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs bilateral, fair air entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute COPD exacerbation, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, anxiety, comma, recent fall leading to pelvic fracture, plan, same patient had hospitalized and then was transferred to skilled nursing facility because she's not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on nebulizers and supplemental oxygen. Encouraged her to ambulate more. She is on DVT prophylaxis. We'll watch her closely. Next is progress note on Neil, N-E-I-L, last name is Eash, E-A-S-H. in brackets, date of birth 2/10/1938, SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, bladder cancer, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same. Patient is doing okay, he's eating good, he has normal bowel movement, he had seen a urologist today. Next is a progress note on Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, last name is Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N, in brackets, date of birth 6/25/1947, SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan, back pain with spinal stenosis, comma, hydrocephalus, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient is doing okay. His wife is at bedside. He is getting physical therapy, but not improving a whole lot. He's eating okay. Next one is Angel, A-N-G-E-L. Last name is Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. In brackets, date of birth, 8/17/1968. SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan. Hypertension, comma, anxiety, comma, osteoarthritis, comma. Imbalance, plan, same, patient is in wheelchair and he's eating and drinking okay. Encouraged him to start doing more exercises and start ambulating. Next one is Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, last name is Strelzik, S-T-R-Z-E-L-C-Z-Y-K, in brackets, date of birth 5/14/1932. SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment and plan, acute on chronic diastolic CHF, comma, COPD, comma, hypertension, comma, dyspepsia, comma, osteoarthritis, plan, same, patient is started on Zoroxylin, and that will help get rid of this extra fluids, and we'll continue to watch her closely. End of dictation, this is Dr. Saini, S-A-I-N-I.